Reports emerging in Sunday papers that apparently Eskom CEO Andre de Ruyter's vehicle has been bugged. The report suggesting that Andre de Ruyter finding a device beneath his car seat, he then took it to the former head of the South African Police Service, the retired General George Fivers, who now has an independent security analysis company, who largely confirmed, well, this is a bugging device. And then also the City Press reporting saying that there's lots of clandestine things happening within Eskom, particularly it being a battleground site for the internal fight within the ANC, apparently being used as the tool that if Eskom fails, then Cyril Ramaphosa fails. Willem Els is a security analyst with the Institute for Security Studies. Just how worried should Andre de Ruyter be that apparently his vehicle, maybe other parts of his private life, is being bugged? And then secondly, who would want to bug the head of Eskom? Willem?
Good morning to you. Yeah, I think you rightly so said that Andre de Ruyter should be worried. You also mentioned the City Press, where they mentioned that Eskom became playing ground for your criminal, various criminal syndicates that are really looting millions and millions and siphoning millions and millions from Eskom. It became the milking cow of these syndicates. And also, unfortunately so, in the run-up of December, Eskom and electricity that actually touches every house in household in South Africa, they are being targeted for political gain between the various factions.
You're not surprised, though, that the CEO of a major utility in South Africa is being monitored by who? We don't know just yet.
Yeah, I don't think it's surprising. South Africa, being South Africa, you have a lot of high stakes around when millions and millions of rand is at stake. So your criminal syndicates have been known to be using these type of devices for tracking their opponents or the people that they are targeting, but also to gather intelligence in order to plan their next move.
But why is car? Willem, Andre de Ruyter saying that he found a suspicious device which looked like a motherboard chip underneath his car seat while he was busy cleaning his car. Why would anyone want to bug his car? Surely all the business happens within the boardrooms in and around Megawatt Park?
Yeah, ironically so, load shedding is affecting everyone. So a lot of people are having their conferences while driving or in their vehicles because you got a reliable source of power there. So your challenge is, many directors and many business people, when they're traveling, getting stuck in traffic because of load shedding, et cetera, they are conducting a lot of their business from their vehicles. And that is really a very, they are confined in a very small space. The bug can pick up all the noise. They can relay it to the people that are listening in. And it will also give these opponents and also the criminals an unfair advantage in terms of intelligence gathered with his dealings and wheelings on the phone.
Willem, in relation to the City Press article that suggests that Eskom and the troubles at Eskom at the moment is a result of it being a battleground for the ANC and the ANC's internal election happening later this year, that if Eskom sinks and load shedding continues, it will reflect bad on Cyril Ramaphosa in his bid to be re-elected ANC president and therefore re-elected possibly, we don't know what will happen in 2024, but president of the Republic. At what point do we have a conversation about how an internal party political factional battle affects us all? And if people are sabotaging key parts of our key infrastructure, at borders on treasonous, because we're all suffering, we're all facing the consequences of a battered economy. Heck, there's even life and death situations when the power is not out. When do we start having this conversation of, hey, we can't allow ANC internal factions and battles to run and implement and impact on our national utilities, which are critical?
Yeah, it's very unfortunate. You know, in recent years, it seems that the dividing line between party politics and government has been blurred to such an extent that to some people up there, you know, there's no difference. So the challenge that we have is, as you mentioned, yeah, it touches every person in South Africa. You know, and if Eskom is failing and there's a total shutdown, you know, it will shut down South Africa for a couple of weeks. Just think about the devastating effect that will have not only on the economy but on everybody else and the living standards of everyone. And I think as you rightly said, it's long overdue that we sit together and once and for all take off the gloves and sort out the challenges that we have here. And your challenge with this is, you know, I don't think people really realized how deep the state capture actually cut through our institutions. And this is just a very good example. It came out in the Zondo Commission, but also it came out in various court cases that is currently on in court. The challenge that we have is, you know, you can keep on changing the people in power to run it, but the people that have been embedded in the system, those criminals that have been placed in the system in order to facilitate this, those people are still there and they're still going around doing their business. So I think it is very, very difficult for Mr. Reuter and his operating officers to trust anyone within this institution where they are supposed to deliver, one of the most vital commodities that we have in the country.
Willem, very quickly, if Eskom and Andre de Reuter has claimed sabotage, if Pravin Gordhan has claimed sabotage, if Cyril Ramaphosa has also hinted that Eskom is being sabotaged, why is no one being arrested for sabotage?
I think there are various reasons for that. One of that is that the majority of your cases that have to be decided on going to court, et cetera, it's very seldom that it is based on fact. There's a lot of political interference and a lot of things at stake for your high powers. And as long as they are in control the way they are, the good and the bad people, you know, it's going to blur the line of justice and we won't see justice.
Willem Els, ISS security analyst, your thoughts? 021-446-0567. Drop us a WhatsApp. 072-567-1567.